In Jordan, British Prime Minister David Cameron visited Syrians in Zaatari camp, which houses around 30,000 refugees, and said the international community needs to put a new focus on solving Syria's conflict.
We want Assad to go. We want to see a peaceful political transition and a safe country for the future. But right now, the international community has to recognize that what we've done is not enough.
While on a trip to Thailand, Britain's Foreign Secretary William Hague presented a written statement to the British Parliament that Britain will begin talks with the armed opposition in Syria, but he said the rebels will not be supplied with arms. Diplomacy has been largely fruitless, with Syria's allies at the UN Security Council, Russia and China, repeatedly blocking attempts to hit Syria with tougher sanctions. In a televised interview aired Friday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad warned the international community against getting involved.
It's not about reconciling with the people, and it's not about reconciliation between the Syrian and the Syrian. Don't have civil war. Mm-hmm. It's about terrorism and support coming from abroad to support terrorists to destabilize Syria. This is our war.
Ali Ibrahimi from the London School of Economics says if Britain does want to help resolve the crisis in Syria, it should focus on the political rather than the military approach.
To look at extending intense and perhaps military support to the armed opposition in Syria is very dangerous, because that kind of effort so far, particularly on the part of some Gulf countries, has only led to the exacerbation of the conflict.
This video, which cannot be independently verified, appears to show clashes in Aleppo in northwestern Syria, part of escalating violence. As battles continue inside Syria, the Syrian opposition has been holding talks in Qatar aimed at forming a political alternative to President Assad's rule. Up until now, sharp divisions within the opposition have hampered attempts to oust Mr. Assad. But forming a unified political front may be the only chance to bring peace to Syria, says Michael Kerr of King's College London.
The minute China and Russia are resisting any efforts to push Assad out without something that will replace him, that doesn't negate their interests in Syria.
Britain and its Western allies are banking that replacement can come out of the opposition meeting in Doha. Until then, thousands of Syrians continue to flee into neighboring countries. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.